From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, a little online shopping. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, May 22nd, 2008. You get a car. What kind of online shopping
are you doing? I online shop all the time, actually. I hate going into real brick and mortar stores. It drives me crazy.
I know.
Bad lighting.
One thing that good online shopping does, it just makes you hate waiting in line at the Rite Aid that much more.
It just
makes you calculate how much money is walking out the door because they don't want to open a second checkout counter and the manager needs to approve all swipes. So I'm like, look, I didn't want the Raisin Bran because it was $4.79, but I'll just take it if I could get out of here. No, I already entered it.
It's true, though.
That's
the last frontier of online shopping. You can't buy stuff online at Rite Aid.
Imagine if you had to get the manager's approval online all the time. That manager, he's riding herd over the bottom line at Rite Aid.
Why are we talking about this? Because we're going to talk about Zappos. You know it. You love it.
This is the good side of Rite Aid.
Awesome, if I may give my endorsement publicly. Because you can order whatever you want. They show up at your door. You try them on. You don't like them. They don't fit. Whatever. You just wanted olive green instead of sage green. You send them back. But we've learned something very strange about Zappos. They give new employees a chance to quit for $1,000. They found that they end up with better employees as a result. Poorer, but better, apparently.
And I should add, when I say Rite Aid, I speak globally. No, I mean Rite Aid. The latest installment in our patented series, Make Me Care, is about palm oil. It's in everything from soap to food. Some folks say it's good for you. Others say the use of palm oil is bad for the environment. Somebody from Greenpeace accepts the challenge and tries to make us care. Greenpeace, guess what side he's on?
No idea. And we'll get a look at where John McCain's campaign is right now from Politico.com's Jonathan Martin. We'll get today's news headlines in just a minute. But first, President Bush is set to veto the farm bill today. Again. Thanks to a clerical error. Yes, a clerical error. It's Groundhog Day in the nation's capital. We'll explain.
It started a week ago when Congress passed a $290 billion farm bill. Here's what that sounded like to members in the House and Senate.
Two-thirds of the bill does go to nutrition programs, but there's no shortage of earmarks. $6 million for water systems for rural and native villages in Alaska, $2 million for the Eastern Snake Plains Aquifer Pilot, $1 million for the National Sheep and Goat Industry Improvement Center. The list goes on, although it does fail to explain how you could ever improve on sheep and goats.
President Bush had vowed to veto the bill, and yesterday he made good on that threat. White House Budget Director Jim Nussle explains the president's opposition.
Congress sent us a bloated bill with too much spending, not enough reform, budget gimmicks, and even more earmarks.
But hours after the president's veto, Congress was back in action. Many Republicans joined with Democrats, and the House voted 316 to 108 to override Mr. Bush's veto. The Senate was ready to follow suit when a startling discovery was made due to a quote-unquote clerical error. The bill that the president vetoed was missing 34 pages.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the missing section was left out when the legislation was printed on parchment before being sent to Bush. And in response to the question that you're thinking of right now, yes, we still print bills on parchment. Why do I fear that a quill pen earmark is in the works?
Congressional leaders soon became worried that the foul-up would create constitutional concerns for the bill. So today, they're sending the full version, with the missing 34 pages, back to the president. Just so he can veto it again. So they can override his veto again.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with someone we never veto, the BPP's Mark Garrison.